Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the people of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. On behalf of our congregation, thank you for joining us today. No greater love. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. John chapter 15, verses 12 and 13. Jesus commands his followers to love as he loves. He does not suggest that it would be a good idea or that it's something nice to do. He does not mince words at all. This is my commandment, he says. And then he makes it clear that by loving one another, he does not mean only that we should be fond of one another or have good intentions toward each other. The kind of love Jesus is talking about is sacrificial. It puts the other first. Loving like Jesus means being willing to give up everything for the needs of another person, even to the point of death. Throughout history, there have been those who are willing to love with the boldness and the selflessness of Jesus. Some have given up their lives to stand with the vulnerable, to speak out for the oppressed, just as Jesus did. There have also been many who claim to follow Jesus, but whose actions betray their true motives of selfishness and personal gain. Corrie ten Boom was a Dutch watchmaker whose family sheltered hundreds of Jews during the Holocaust. Corrie and her family were deeply convicted by their Christian faith to provide refuge and safe passage for their Jewish neighbors through the Dutch underground, but they were ultimately betrayed and arrested for their courage and sacrifice. Corrie survived the concentration camps. Many members of her family did not. At a pivotal and dangerous time in history, the Ten Booms understood Jesus' commandment to love as he loved, and they were willing to risk their lives in order to live it. How is Jesus calling us to love one another as he loves today? Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you have given us a powerful and challenging mandate to love one another as you have loved us. Inhabit our hearts, embolden our actions, and strengthen us to follow you. Amen. Today's devotion was written and read by Greta Smith.
In 1740, John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist movement, preached a sermon in Bristol, England, in which he proclaimed, "The grace or love of God, whence cometh our salvation, is free in all and free for all." 283 years later, we're humbled to proclaim that message through this Grace for All podcast. Thank you for listening to today's message of grace. I'm Jonathan Jonas, senior pastor of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee, where the Grace for All podcast is written, edited, and produced by our lay members. To know more about our congregation and its ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.ORG.